This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
As the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade negotiations draw to a conclusion, Japan is looking to exclude a number of agricultural products as part of the final agreement. Several agricultural groups believe accepting Japan's TPP offer would have long-lasting negative consequences for U.S. farmers and for agricultural jobs, as well as future U.S. free trade agreements. Those same groups have said it will be difficult to support a final TPP that allows Japan to exempt nearly 600 tariff lines from tariff elimination. These groups, including the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Council, and National Oilseed Processors Association, and U.S. Wheat Associates, will join Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley today to urge the administration to reject Japan's TPP offer. The U.S. House gave a thumbs up to the new limits on EPA imposing expensive spill control requirements for small on-farm fuel tanks. Ag leaders say the move may boost chances for similar limits by both houses. The bill would relieve farmers of current spill control and countermeasure, or SPCC, requirements that American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish argues are burdensome and unnecessary.
I'm having farmers around the country tell me right now that for them to have to build containment, and in their minds they don't believe they have any possibility of discharging fuel from a spill into a water of the U.S., but farmers are having to build containment that are costing at a minimum of about $20,000 per farm.
And any tank larger than $1,300 has to have containment. The House-passed bill would raise that to 10,000 gallons. But Parrish says passage of farmer SPCC relief will probably have to come on a different bill that both the House and Senate must pass, like the Water Resources Reform and Development Act.
We think what moved through the House, the Fuels Act passing the House on very broad bipartisan support, will give the House conferees in WERDA more leverage to try to work out a deal that will work and give farmers some regulatory relief within the WERDA Act on SPCC.
Parrish argues that there have been few significant fuel spills on farms.
The last time we've looked at this, there was really no recorded incidences of fuel spills or very limited spills, and none of them to the point that it has created any kind of environmental hazard.
Parrish says that review is limited to above-ground tanks, with leaks from below-ground tanks harder to detect. The EPA several years ago proposed to cover even milk spills from holding tanks, but later withdrew that plan under heavy criticism. United Fresh Produce Association has released the 2013 year-in-review edition of the Fresh Facts on Retail Report. The report examines overall retail trends in produce for the past year and measures retail price and sales trends for the top 10 fruit and vegetable commodities, as well as value-added organic and other produce categories. According to the report, the produce department averaged more than $47,000 per week per store during 2013, a 4.8% increase over the previous year. Other highlights of the report, as released by United Fresh, include volume increases for all of the top 10 fruits, a 4.5% increase in fruits' average weekly dollar sales, and increased weekly dollar sales for all of the top 10 vegetables. That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll be talking with Joyce Vickery about some nutrition insights, coming up after this.
Long-term care can often mean long-term debt, but when you add the long-term care benefit option to a new whole life policy from Country Financial, you can withdraw the policy's death benefit while you're living to help pay nursing home or other qualified care expenses. Ask me, Wayne Schaefer, about our long-term care policies that offer even more protection. To find out more about long-term care coverage, contact me, Wayne Schaefer, your country agent in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
There's no more refreshing beverage than a nice tall glass of milk. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms has no shortage of milk, especially for those who may be lactose intolerant. Try a delicious glass of Prairie Farms lactose-free whole, 2%, skim with calcium, and almond milk. Find them at your favorite store where Prairie Farms products are sold. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Coupon, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines. There are modules for light and medium-duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
March is National Nutrition Month. To celebrate this month, I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council for some nutrition insights.
It is. Actually, Breakfast Week was the first week in March, so we already celebrated that. But it's a good reminder for everyone that breakfast is probably the most important meal of the day, and we need to make sure that we're feeding our kids breakfast, and that as adults, it's important for us to have breakfast as well.
Now, why is breakfast so important?
You know, it really does kind of jumpstart our day. It gets our body going. If you think about it, the body has been sleeping for about 8 to 12 hours, so we haven't been eating food, and it is time to break that fast. If you think of your body, it kind of runs like a car. If you don't put gas in your car, it stops working, and the body is the same way. You need to have fuel in the body in order for it to work properly. And we definitely know that research has shown that those who eat breakfast are more alert, they perform better in the classroom, and they score higher on things like math and reading and have improved behavior. So it is very important.
Now, for those people who don't really like cereal, what are some other options that they can do for breakfast in the morning that are pretty fast?
Well, it really is easy to include some dairy. You can do things like milk or yogurt smoothies and just use some frozen fruits and mix that with either yogurt or milk. That's a great way to start the day. One of my favorites is oftentimes things like leftover pizza. Of course, there's cheese there, and that counts for a serving of dairy, and it's not a bad breakfast food. You can do things like yogurt parfaits, and that's basically yogurt where you top that off with some granola and then layer in some fresh or frozen fruits as well. Make oatmeal with milk instead of water, and something like a grilled cheese sandwich is also something quick and easy and fast and something you can take on the go if you're in a hurry.
Now, I know skipping breakfast is kind of an easy routine for people to fall into. I'm guilty of that from time to time. So how can we kind of prevent that or help incorporate breakfast into a morning rush?
You know, if we're thinking about kids, it may be as simple as just making sure you get them to school a little bit earlier, because many schools do offer breakfast there. Parents can rest assured that really the school breakfast is a balanced meal. It includes several different food groups and also has a serving of milk. So that's a great way to start the day. At home, just keep it simple. And, you know, breakfast is a pretty easy meal to make. It can be something like cereal and milk. Just plan ahead and kind of think maybe the night before what you might want to have for breakfast the next day. You can also, one of the things, the problems we have is just the lack of time. So maybe that means just getting up 10 minutes earlier so that you can put something together, or you could even make something the night before and make it grab and go for the next day. And so think ahead and keep it simple. You know, use things like maybe pancake mix, scrambled eggs in the morning is pretty fast, and those are easy ways to kind of make sure that you have a breakfast.
Let's cover this National Nutrition Month a little bit more. Can you tell us a little bit more about it, maybe the theme?
Yes, this year's theme is enjoy the taste of eating right. And really the main emphasis is for consumers to remember to include healthy foods in their diet. Make sure you include plenty of colorful fruits and vegetables and whole, also include whole grains, lean proteins, and also dairy. That's what needs to be on our plate every single day. And remember, of course, to start the day with breakfast, because that does provide valuable nutrients that if we skip breakfast, we may be missing out for the entire day. So so in both of these observances, both for breakfast week and for March National Nutrition Month, it really does focus on the importance of healthy diets for children and also focus on the dietary guidelines for Americans. So it's important for children and adults to include a variety of healthy foods at all meals so they grow up strong and healthy, and that really does start with breakfast.
And if people have questions about National Nutrition Month, where can they get more information?
They can certainly visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And also another website to visit is eatright.org, and that is the website for the American Academy of Dietetics and Nutrition. So that has lots of good information there.
Again, that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.